This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We have our first African-American president and then immediately follow that with our first woman president. That would just be amazing.
I mean, if I could see her run for president, I'd definitely vote for her.
I think Bill's got a lot of followers and he owes her one, so.
And the idea of having a woman as president is really exciting.
What do you think is her greatest achievement as Secretary of State?
I'm not really sure.
I'm not that into politics.
I don't know. It's a tough question. I don't know. I don't really don't know.
Definitely not the Benghazi ordeal.
Don't say
right?
That.
Whoa.
I have no clue.
There's just so many. Just the fact that she's been such a world leader and just recognized all over as doing so many great things, like, I don't even know that I could pick a single accomplishment.
Her soft power approach, I think, was a very big and positive contrast to the previous 8 years under the Bush administration. And I think really, gained America's credibility abroad and was very positive for the U.S. in general.
As Secretary of State, she has just done a great job in not letting things deteriorate. Honestly, I'm not very up to date with politics, but I know she hasn't made a major mistake, and that would definitely be an accomplishment.
What do you think is her greatest achievement as Secretary of State?
Well, she didn't have that many before she gave up that role.
And the way she handled Benghazi was remarkably adept at international affairs, so I really respect her for that.
So you think probably Benghazi is one of her best accomplishments?
I mean, no accomplishment is without fail, but I think that it ranks pretty high up on the level of emergency that it presented and how well it was handled. So, yeah, I would definitely say that Benghazi's her high point.
I think somewhere between I have no clue and, kind of the deer in the headlights, and you just want to hear crickets here. I mean, this is, wow. This is amazing, and what scares me is that, this is the country that we're sharing. We're all citizens, and we're participating, and you can't answer a fundamental question like that, Scott. I don't know.
That is scary. I have a big issue with people that vote that say things like, well, I'm going to vote for her because she's a woman. If how you're born is the sole determinant to, because she was born a woman, or Barack Obama was, is a black man. If that's the sole reason why you're voting for him, then you could trot anybody up and that person is going to vote for that person.
Well, why don't you vote for Ted Cruz because he's Hispanic? Okay, so we'll have all the Hispanics voting for Cruz because he's Hispanic, all right? And it's a disgrace to the race. If you vote any other way, and all Catholics, okay, so all Catholics have to vote for Cruz or Rubio because we're Catholics, okay, and that's what you have to do.
But that's the problem is that that's how lines are drawn. The black vote is automatically given to the Democrats because, well, they've always voted for them, so they're going to vote for us again, and so now they're not actually trying to keep those people's votes. They're just, those people are already in their pocket, and that's a problem.
Well, and that's why some of the blacks have come forth and said, hey, look, we expect you to earn our vote. And again, it maintains that divisiveness in America. And I think I only heard one statement last night that began to infer the fact that, hey, this is what happened to the United States of America? What happened to us, subordinating our personal, interest and heritages and that sort of thing to the greater good of the American dream and the American vision and what our founding fathers had for us. God forbid that would happen. It's no wonder that we're on the wrong track and we find ourselves where we are right now. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop and hear what's that sound. Everybody look what's going on. Stop and hear what's that sound. Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Bernie Sanders says he is a democratic socialist. Do you know what that means?
Bernie Sanders probably has my vote.
My personal choice about why I'm voting for Bernie Sanders is because I believe that he represents me.
You look like a Sanders supporter.
Yeah.
Colonel Sanders.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I am Colonel Sanders.
Is Bernie your type?
No.
A politician?
Hey, we're back with you, America. 7 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, Bruce Kaufman is with us right now. Let's bring Bruce on. Bruce, of course, world famous for his history lessons. And whenever we can have Bruce on to bring some sobriety and reason to what the heck is going on here in this country, it's always good to have us have Bruce with us, the award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Bruce, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill, although I'm a little bit in a daze about what's going on politically today.
Well, I'll tell you, it is an exercise. There's no doubt about it. Sometimes you got to hit rock bottom, I guess, to figure out what we need to do and realize where we are right now. I mean, it's just a free for all. But you know, it's all I guess a result of the information age in which we live in, where you know the First Amendment rule is reigning. But man, I'm telling you, we're wreaking havoc with that, aren't we?
We are indeed, but just to put a little perspective on this from a historic standpoint, this is, I mean, dirty politics is, and crazy politics is not just our 21st century. It goes actually way back to the founding fathers. One of the dirtiest campaigns, relatively speaking, at the time was actually the Thomas Jefferson-John Adams campaign. Adams is running for re-election in 1800. Jefferson, who was his vice president, is running against him. You didn't actually campaign yourself back then. You had your surrogates do it for you. And during that campaign, one of the Federalist writers, and the Federalists were Adams' party, whereas Jefferson was the Democratic Republican Party. One of the Federalist writers wrote about Thomas Jefferson as president. If he is president, quote, murder, robbery, rape, adultery, and incest will be all openly taught and practiced. So they could sling the mud back then in the 1800s. And in fact, Jefferson's response was they spread a rumor that if Adams was reelected president, then Adams had made a deal with the King of England. And of course, we recently broke from England, that he was going to have one of his sons, Adams' sons, marry the daughter of the King of England. And they were going to start a monarchy back in America that was going to be controlled by England. So again, the mud was slung all the way back then. It is not new. Although I will say, and you and I totally have talked about this before and agree with it, I've never, ever seen a candidate less qualified to become president of the United States than Donald Trump. Yeah. No question.
Well, you know, and my point in thinking about this, Bruce, was also that, hey, look, it, you're going to have, you know, a lot of contention anyway, because that is the very seeds of our DNA. I mean, you know, we started our country based on a revolution So the revolution continues. It just kind of ebbs and flows. And right now, it's ripe for, you know, an outburst of some sort.
It is ripe for an outburst. And but again, Bill, we've had good and bad presidents. We've had good and bad candidates. But you and I, again, have talked about this. To me, there are three to four things that tell you whether you're going to have a good or bad president. One, character. Two, temperament. Three, judgment. Four, an experience. And I put experience last, actually, because the greatest president we've ever had in this country was probably, prior to this campaign, the greatest president we've ever had, Abe Lincoln, was probably the least experienced president ever to become president. He'd only served in the House of Representatives one term. So experience is it's important, but it's not as important to me as his character, judgment, and temperament. And Donald Trump has absolutely none of those things, nor does he have experience.
But nonetheless, he is rhyming with that pain and fear that is running deep throughout this country.
Yes,
and the thing is, disappointingly, is that and that's where you hope for the, you know, I've always said that the cream always rises to the top, and I'm looking constantly for that leader that is going to rise up like a phoenix out of this mess and morass that's being thrown about, and to be able to give us those key components that are so necessary, and somebody that can, you know, understand and tap into that visceral emotional response that is running so deep across America, you know, because it clearly Trump has tapped into it, and he owns that position right now. And because he owns it, he's got such a stranglehold on it. It allows him to speak so harshly and disgustingly on national television. The way he did. And I just am ashamed.
I'm ashamed as well, Bill. And, you know, and you're absolutely right. He has tapped into something. My perfect example of this is the evangelicals. Why in God's name are they supporting Donald Trump? It makes absolutely no sense. He's not a Christian, not even close to a Christian. The guy's been married three times. He's had mistresses. He's cheated on his wife. As you say, he uses four-letter words all the time. This is not someone that has Christian values. So why are the evangelicals jumping on to his bandwagon? To me, the reason is because he's tapped into this visceral feeling that the evangelicals and so many other people have, that we're so sick of politics as usual. We want a strong guy who's going to protect us, look out for our interests. And the evangelicals, I think that Trump is somehow going to protect their interests more than any other candidate. And that's why they're jumping on the Trump bandwagon, even though they have, from a Christian standpoint, from a moral principle standpoint, they have nothing in common with the man.
Right, exactly. And it's not just evangelicals, Bruce. You could take that same scenario for everybody else that's following him.
Yeah.
And even why, you know, David Duke wants to, you know, have him elected president because he, you know, they just want somebody who's going to go out there and, you know, at least give us a shot at winning, you know?
Right. And, yeah, give us a shot at kicking everybody else's rear end. The problem, of course, is that Trump is going to do none of those things. There's not one promise this man has made that I see him able to keep. For one thing, and I know like President Obama, I see Trump jumping in and ignoring the separation of powers doctrine that is in the Constitution. The legislative branch has to write the laws before it.
Well, did you hear what he said about the military?
Yes,
he says, well, I come and tell them to do that. Well, what if it's going to. Hey, if I tell them to do it, they're going to do it.
Going to do it, right.
Well, all of a sudden now. We've got a monarchy happening.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, the military, okay, 100 foreign policy experts signed on to an open letter refusing to support Trump on when he's going to order them to conduct illegal interrogations that are including things past waterboarding. And he's saying, okay, terrorists, I'm going to torture their families, the families of terrorists.
Yes.
So these people are saying, I'm sorry, Mr. Trump, that is illegal, and we will refuse to do it. And he's saying, no, they won't refuse. They're not going to refuse me. Believe me, I'm a leader. That's what leadership is all about. They will follow me. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so at all. And, you know, this is most amazing. But the conversation continues. Bruce Kaufman is with us. I'm Bill Mardenas. We're live 14 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us, America. We'll be right back.
leaders everywhere are filled with praise for the young Messiah. Dr. Ted Baer calls it an exhilarating family experience.
You seek a family from Nazareth with a boy named Jesus.
Focus on the Family calls it a remarkable movie.
Why did God choose me? What if I'm not strong enough?
And Hugh Hewitt raves, it's a spectacular movie that should not be missed.
He's just a child.
He is not just a child.
The Young Messiah. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters March 11th.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Perhaps we can arrange a meeting.
Your opinion really does matter.
A new age have begun.
Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Your opinion really does matter, that's for sure. You know, as I was saying with General Hayden, the challenge we have in this country today is that people want to invalidate people's voices. You know, they want your opinion to be kicked to the curb so you're not participating. And I got to tell you, the state I left, California, that was the problem. It's become a single party state. You know, Democrats control that state. It is an absolute mess. They don't want to hear any kind of Republican participation. And look what you got. And look what you have across the country. You know, so many of these, major urban centers and that are run by Democrats, and they're being run into the ground. You know, in fact, Bruce, last night I was surprised that wasn't even brought up more in the debate about Detroit and the situation that it's in, that it's been that progressive mindset that has absolutely blighted, you know, that part of the country, and it's very typical of what's going on in the United States today.
No question about it, Bill. I mean, absolutely no question about it. I mean, you and I have talked about this before, the progressive mindset and the fact that, you know, that we are now, that the government is supposed to be taking over all of the responsibilities that the founding fathers gave to the states, to the people. We could go on that and never do it justice. But yeah, it's a huge problem.
But this is all part of the response where people are so frustrated, is that we see this craziness, you know, continuing, and the bureaucracy is, which Ronald Reagan referred to as the closest thing to eternal life in our country. it just keeps feeding itself, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, again, speaking of Ronald Reagan, we've gotten to that point where Reagan talked about this before. There's a time for choosing, and we're getting to that point now where in this country we have to choose. Are we going to continue to be dependent on the government to take care of our needs? Are we going to, as Reagan said, are we going to abandon the American Revolution and allow a bunch of elites in this far-off distant capital, Washington, D.C., to run our lives for us? Or are we going to run our lives for ourselves? Are we going to make our own decisions? Those are the mm-hmm. kinds of issues that have become, to me, ever more important as the progressive movement in this country is taking over more and more of our lives.
Bruce, what I'm concerned about is the people are so agitated that they're willing to throw the baby out with the bathwater and just say, okay, just give me Donald Trump. They're going to throw their hands up in the air and just give up. And meanwhile, then we're going to find ourselves, you know, 4-8 years down the road and saying, what have we done? And again, that is the operative question. What have we done? Do we have to, you know, fall off the roof and hit the ground and realize there's the law of gravity? Do we have to do that right now at our age and with all our experience? Or is there going to be some wisdom that steps in to say, wait a minute here, you know, we need to really understand what it is that we're voting for, what it is our country needs right now? And that is to say that obviously what Donald Trump has tapped into, he's not all wrong. There are some right things there. It's just, how is that going to be expressed? You cannot go in there and say, tell generals, well, you're going to violate the law because I am, you know, I am the king here, and I said so, and you're going to do that. And, you know, come on, that's insane. The fact that he even made that statement, you know, in my opinion, disqualifies him immediately. You know, we can't even talk like that. We are a rule of law nation. We can't abandon it. This is the scary part of this whole conversation and this whole campaign that's been going on.
Yeah, it is. And here's the thing. I mean, you're right. Trump has obviously tapped into something, but my problem still remains the same, Bill. His solutions make no sense. Okay, mm-hmm. He can complain about things, and certainly he's touched a nerve. But will you please look past the complaints and look at his solutions to things? And then you begin to realize the man has no idea what he is talking about. That's my biggest concern with mm-hmm. Trump. That's my biggest problem with the people who are following Trump. I understand that he has touched a nerve with you all, but have you looked at his solutions to the problems that you agree with him on? And if you do, you will notice that they make absolutely no sense.
Well, you know, we saw it happen. I mentioned California. We saw case in point happen. You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he was going to be on the white horse and the big knight and come in and save the state. And he found out in short order that the state was so, you know, hamstrung because 85% of the budget was already mandated. The progressives have already, you know, between them and the unions, they'd already have everything all mandated. And so he had no control over it. And they said, as he was taking office, and his oath of office there to become the governor of California, they said, oh, by the way, Gray Davis not only spent that 15% that you thought you had, plus another 19. So
right.
Have fun. You know, so you just can't come in there with all your muscles and steroids and turn things upside down and think, hey, we're going to, you know, that's not the way government works. It's not the way politics works, much less being able to, you know, go there. And, you know, it's one thing to have a vision and say, okay, we're going to get Mexico to build the wall. And I think there's a way, I agree that there's a way to do that, but you don't necessarily want to sit there and poke the people in the eye to begin with. You have to give them something that makes them want to build the wall so that it's win-win for them. They see the advantage of it, not just, hey, you know, and then begin to work on the imbalances of trade that have been going on, not only with Mexico and China. And clearly, there's no question we have been so poorly represented. What Donald Trump is saying from a business perspective is exactly right on. You know, our own people have absolutely screwed the American, you know, voter and taxpayer by misrepresenting and mishandling funds. Bruce, any other agent in any other company that has the fiduciary responsibility, and if they were this incompetent, they would have been fired, sued, put in jail a long time ago. But here, no, we just keep paying them and getting them raises.
Right, Bill. Again, that's absolutely correct. But I don't see Donald Trump's solutions as being any improvement. He certainly articulated the problems, the politics as usual, the ignoring the little guy, all of that. He's articulated that very well. What he has not articulated well is how he's going to improve upon that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he talks about all these trade deficits that we've got. First of all, he's got the numbers completely wrong, as usual. He says we have a $109 billion trade deficit with Japan. According to the International Trade Commission, it's $69 billion, so he's off by $40 billion. But the point is that when you have a trade deficit, it's because people are spending, okay, one people in one country are spending more on products coming from the other country than that country is spending on us. That's a trade imbalance. But that's not going to put money in the U.S. government's pocket or take money out of there. That's private transactions. So he's saying we're losing. Every country we lose money with, we're not losing money per se. And if he fixes that, or he somehow raises tariffs on China, so now Chinese products coming into this country are more expensive than they used to be, that's not putting more money in the U.S. Treasury. That just means that the people are spending more money on those products than they were before. He's not. This guy's a businessman?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, there's a lot to understand about international trade, Bruce, no question. And I've been a proponent of what I call fair trade, that field has to be leveled out. That, you know, like, for example, what happened with Solyndra to me is one of the hugest errors that was made by our president, all in the name of green energy. You know, the government gives Solyndra, what, half a billion dollars, was it? $500 million. And then right on the heels of that, they allowed the Chinese to come in and submarine our investment and underbid those solar panels at a reduced rate. And so he vacated our $500 million investment in Solyndra. And it's like, wait a minute, that is total incompetence.
It is. Absolutely. Again, Bill, I could not agree with you more. But again, I just want to reiterate my own position is that Trump is not going to do a better job in solving those problems. He's great at articulating them, but I don't see him coming up with solutions that address the problems as well as either any of the other Republican candidates, including, by the way, Mitt Romney. I mean, we all went through buyer's remorse, or at least most of the country did, according to polls, after Obama was reelected and everybody's looking at the economy and saying, okay, Mitt Romney probably would have done a better job. I think Mitt Romney would be doing a better job solving all the problems that Trump does a great job of articulating but will not solve.
Well, that's the challenge that we have, and I'm not necessarily, don't hear me. I hear what you're saying. And I'm not a proponent of Trump. I'm just a proponent of, hey, let's not invalidate any voices here. I think we need to bring all these voices together. Bruce, our favorite historian, Bruce Kaufman. I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, Bruce. It's 28 after the top of the hour, America.
This report is brought to you by IHOP. IHOP is sharing the love. On March 8th, pancake lovers nationwide will once again flock to their participating local IHOP restaurant to enjoy one free short stack of buttermilk pancakes in celebration of the brand's annual National Pancake Day. Now in its 11th year, IHOP restaurants will give away millions of free pancakes from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to guests dining in-restaurant and ask them to leave behind a voluntary donation for their local Children's Miracle Network Hospital, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, Shriners Hospital for Children, and other local charities. Participating IHOP restaurants supporting Children's Miracle Network Hospitals will also sell Miracle Balloons for $1 and $5. The balloons will be available for purchase beginning February 1st through March 8th. Darren Rebelez, President, IHOP.
Every pancake we give away has a purpose on National Pancake Day. Through the generosity of our guests and the hard work and commitment of our franchisees and their team members, we will help fund life-saving treatment and care for children in need in our communities.
For more information, visit IHOPPancakeDay.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Bill Martinez live.
Play through a little bit here, huh? What great music, huh? What a great, great reason. Just one of many reasons to remember the summer of 1968. Junior Walker, what does it take, huh? Does that bring back some memories for you? It certainly does for me, as you can tell. What a great time of year, although there was a lot of crazy things happening in our country at that time. No doubt about it. Hey, it's Bill Martinez back with you. Just about 27 minutes right now. Before the top of the hour, it is time for the one and only Coach Kevin Collins. Go to his website, coachesright.com. Coach, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing very well. In the summer of 1968, I was a frontline urban combat soldier after New York City's Harlem and Brownsville blew up.
Oh, wow.
The assassination of Martin Luther King, and then, of course, the Robert Kennedy's assassination, both very sad days. So, yeah, I remember the summer of 1968 very well.
A rather contentious time, there's no doubt. And here we are again. The roots of our country is one of revolution, and the revolution continues. And that came front and center last night, no doubt about it.
Sure. You see, it played last night. Played out the same way as the previous 10. If the stories about who won besides Trump seem to have been written a couple of days ago, because they're just ready to push their finger over the send button, and they were just ready to see with a couple of changes here and there, send it off. These people never learn. I mean, I'm seeing articles showing that Marco Rubio won. Marco Rubio didn't even break five in a Drudge who won poll, and about the same numbers in the Syracuse Online poll where Trump did 70%, and very significantly in the San Diego Fox Local Channel 5 poll there, he did about 70% too. So, you know, it's like, it's emblematic of what's going on. It's that you people out there are just too stupid to understand. We, your betters, have to take you by the hand and show you another loser. And we're fed up with, and not going to take another loser.
Well, you know, I understand, and clearly, you know, Coach, you've got roughly 30-35% of America that is so fed up with losing that they're willing to cast aside, you know, some sensibilities. It's the rest of America that's having a hard time, you know, dealing with, you know, some of the brash words and of course Trump makes fun. He goes, well, you know, talk about tone, you know, got people's heads being lopped off and all that. Who cares about tone? But, you know, still there's, you know, we want to have, at least in our own senses, some regard for the highest office in the land, if not the planet, the president of the United States. And, you know, the stuff, you know, to get down in the gutter the way they did. And even with the Romney deal, I mean, that's still, I am still perplexed by that. Why Romney would debase himself and interject himself in this kind of deal. And what other people have learned is that if you're going to attack Donald Trump, he's going to come at you. And there's no regard of any kind of, you know, dignified battle or debate. I mean, if you're going to come to him and you want to duke it out with him, well, then you better be prepared.
Sure. When the house is on fire, I'm going to push you out of the way so I can go in and save people.
Right.
And if you don't like it and you get knocked to the ground, I'll apologize to you later, but I have people to save. And Trump feels the same way. He has a country to save. So, you know, it really perplexes me. And I wish I could live long enough because nothing's going to be written about this for about 50 or 60 years where some political scientist who is not even, whose parents aren't even born yet, is going to try to figure out how the Republican Party in the beginning of the 21st century could have been so blind and so arrogant as to not allow what is happening to seep into their consciousness. It's just astounding.
Well, you know, the deal is that, Coach, I think people understand. I mean, when you got 7 out of 10 Americans saying we're on the wrong track, they understand, I think, for the most part, where we are and that we need fixing. The challenge is, and maybe we're asking too much of Donald Trump, and I say we're. I'm talking about the other 25-30% that he needs to harness to bring into his fold, maybe not that high, maybe at least 20%, and bring into his fold and convince them that he's the guy, that he can make this work. And what happens is the people hear that he's going to take on Mexico, he's going to build the fence, we're going to get our immigration plan, we're going to get the IRS squared away, we're going to, you know, as far as our national security and our relations with China and Japan and fair trade and all that, he's addressing, and he's a businessman. There's certain things and strengths that he clearly has. And I'm not too particular about him being giving us the specifics, because as you know, Coach, in business, you don't know what the specifics are until you're actually dealing with them. That's
right.
All part of the deal. And,
right.
You know, I think some of these questions that they ask, real fast how naive the questioners are when they present these questions, because they just don't, they've never been there before. And so,
when they present some of these questions that are given to them, they are rabbit hole questions, and they are astounded that they don't work, that, that Trump will not be pulled down into a rabbit hole the way Romney was crippled in the first debate, crippled by the blindsided discussion of abortion that Stephanopoulos injected. He didn't expect it. He went down the rabbit hole, and he never really came out. But look, I just want to say one thing about Romney that really, I think, says it all. Romney's talking about, I was in a gym and I'm watching this, I'm just looking at the crawl, I couldn't hear what he's saying, and it says, I understand why you're angry, or words to that effect. And I'm thinking, well, wow, you understand, but you're not doing anything about it. Well, do you realize that this man thinks that we're angry at Washington because Washington is not responding to climate change problems? And Washington is not responding to pay inequity? Is this man from out of space?
Yeah.
Really? How can you? He disqualified himself instantly with that. Because he just shows he doesn't know anything. Nothing. And that's, and Limbaugh said that. I didn't say it. I was astounded to hear it. When I got in the car driving home from the gym, Limbaugh was on, he said that. My mouth fell open.
Well, and that's the problem. I mean, you get these people that are overanalyzing the situation. And again, once they reveal their perspective, it reveals where they're coming from. And they're missing the whole point. We had a guest earlier in the week that articulated, I believe, in the best way what is at this the heart of this visceral response. And he said, Bill, he says, you know, America is afraid that we're losing our very republic. And, you know, and when he articulated in such a way, I said, you know, you've exactly hit on something, is that we are afraid we're losing America. This is Bill Martinez.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Faith leaders everywhere are filled with praise for the young Messiah. Dr. Ted Baer calls it an exhilarating family experience.
You seek a family from Nazareth with a boy named Jesus.
Focus on the Family calls it a remarkable movie.
Why did God choose me? What if I'm not strong enough?
And Hugh Hewitt raves, it's a spectacular movie that should not be missed.
Is this a child?
He is not just a child.
The Young Messiah, rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters March 11th.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? that could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Imagine how much cooler I'll be in summer.
The cold are both so intense. Put them together, it just makes sense. Winter's a good time to stay in and cuddle, but put me in summer and I'll be a happy snowman.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, join us online on your smartphone, blog talk radio, whichever way you do it, including shortwave on WWCR out of Nashville, Tennessee. We're all over the world via shortwave as well. But, hey, just join us. Get involved in the conversation. Your opinion does count here. This is about getting you involved in the conversation. Initially, especially when you've been kicked to the curb for a while, Coach, you know, the conversation can be a little crude and a little rough. I understand that because we got to get through that process, especially when you haven't been allowed to hear your voice in quite a while, you know. So we welcome opposing viewpoints and your perspective, because I'm not suggesting by any mere suggestion whatsoever that we have all the goods. I mean, I believe to a certain degree we're blindfolded, filling different parts of the elephant, and, you know, some things we agree on, some things we don't, and some things are yet to be worked out. So I appreciate you putting up with us and getting involved and, you know, getting your input on this as well. Coach Kevin Collins is with us. His website, coachesright.com. Our conversation continues with Coach. Coach, I, as we were talking about, this visceral energy and this response across America that has connected itself with one Donald Trump. And as I mentioned to you earlier, the guest I was referring to was Lieutenant Colonel Robert Buzz Patterson, New York Times bestselling author of the book Dereliction of Duty, War Crimes, and now his latest book, Conduct Unbecoming, How Barack Obama is Destroying the Military and Endangering Our Security. He says, Bill, America is afraid. The people of America are afraid that they're losing their country. And it's to the point where they're desperately crying out and they're demanding a response. And it seems that the only person that's willing to answer and give them some sort of hope has been Donald Trump.
Sure. And that's why Trump is going to win the nomination on the first ballot, and that's why Trump is going to coast to election in November.
You're not seeing a brokered convention, are you?
No, not at all. First of all, you know, at the bottom of all of this is the fact that Ted Cruz only has one qualifying state of the eight, and Rubio has none.
Mm.
Trump has seven. He only needs one more. Then he could walk in there, even if the numbers that I can give you are wrong. He can if he's the only guy that has a majority of eight states, then there is no brokered convention. And ironically, they would have to nominate him even if he didn't get the two the 1237, but he's going to get the 1237, not easily in a fight, but he'll get it. I see it going, could go out to June, but he'll get it. And if you give me a minute, I can lay it out in easy terms.
Well, Coach, before you do that, because I'm interested in you doing it, is this a little bit of shades and memories of when the party was dealing with Ronald Reagan? Because Ronald Reagan turned the party upside down as well.
Absolutely, they hated Reagan, but they did nothing like they hate Trump. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Because Reagan, after all, had been a governor. He was kind of in the club, but they made him sit in the back of the bus. Mm-hmm. This guy is flying by them in his own 757.
Yeah, he says, sitting. You can have your bus.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna go on my plane.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So look, the fantasy is that Trump doesn't. At best, is going to have a tough time getting the 1237 that he needs. Okay, let's start. As of a Super Tuesday, he had 319 delegates. He needs 918. All right, let's see how this works. Now, on Super Tuesday, he got an average of 39.6% of the votes.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a high threshold. It really isn't. And let's watch how it works. Right off on the 5th, with Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana's votes, with just 39.6, he gets 52 delegates. Then Maine is a winner-take-all state. He's going to take Maine because it's New England. And Paul LePage, the governor there, is a big supporter. So he's got 394. We go to the March, Idaho, Hawaii, Michigan, Mississippi. He's way up in Michigan and Mississippi, but I'm still going to use the 39.6. That at the end of the day on the 8th, he's got 446. Next comes March 12th. Washington, D.C., caucus, he gets zero. Guam, unknown, zero, still 446. March 15th, Florida, Illinois, Missouri, all winner-take-all states. He'll win them all. Maybe Cruz will put up a fight in Missouri, but he's not going to be strong enough to beat Trump outright in Missouri. So that's 220 more. Now we're get down to the Marianas. Forget about that. I don't even know where they are. North Carolina and Ohio are proportional states. At the end of the day, on the 15th, he has 720. Okay. Then on the 19th, you have Virgin Islands, something. Now we got a 22nd. Arizona and Utah. They're both proportional states. Don't forget, I'm only giving Trump 39.6 of Arizona. Right. He's going to blow Arizona out. And he is going to.
Well, especially with Sheriff Joe's, he's got Joe Arpaio's endorsement.
Sure. And he's got the border guards, and he's got Jan Brewer. Mm. 758. Then we come to April 26th. April 26th is the Northeast Super Tuesday. New York. These are all winner-take-all states that Trump is going to win. New York, Connecticut, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island. I'll give Cruz Delaware. Okay? With that, now he comes out with 251 more states, and at the end of the day on April 26th, he's got 1,009. He goes to Indiana on May 5th. That's a winner-take-all. The momentum will carry him. He'll win that anyway. It's right next door to Michigan. New total, 1045. May 10th, Nebraska, 36. I'll give Ben Sasse that. Fine, keep it. West Virginia, 34 votes, comes out to 13. That's 1078, May 17th. Again, we're in the Northwest. That's liberal, Democrat, liberal everybody. So that's Oregon, another 11 using my formula, 1089. Washington State, winner take all. By that time, the momentum, the train will be going 1133 with Washington's 44. And on June 7th, California, 172. Don't forget, he got 70% in the who won totals in every one of the San Diego votes.
Mm-hmm.
Montana, New Jersey, and South Dakota, all winner-take-all, 279. All of that comes out to 1421 with a margin for error. So...
So you're saying
1237, I'm giving you almost 200 more to play with if I'm wrong.
So by the end of May, this is all.
It's going to be a fait accompli because that's what's going to happen. By the end of May, he'll have a head of steam. And again, I'm not doing Cruz's numbers. I don't care about Cruz. This is a zero sum game, so I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to worry about crossover states because I'm blurring that line with by saying, okay, it's 0.396 is the average that he got on Super Tuesday. You want to argue with that? Fine. But I'm giving you a 200 delegate margin. So
right.
How far wrong can I be?
Exactly.
There it is. It's right in black and white. All he has to do is keep on doing what he's doing.
Well, these are the numbers, Coach, that the establishment is looking at, and they're freaking out. I mean, for them to get Mitt Romney and bring him into the fray again for what purpose? I think it hurt Mitt Romney more than helped him.
Buchanan said it's suicide. I agree. It's the party would be committing suicide, and you know we've just been betrayed for so long by. Little Paulie Ryan, by Mitch the Turtle Man, McConnell, by Boehner, we kicked him out. You know, we're just tired of these people. They just don't get it. They want their power, period, and they will tell us what our opinion is. Well, it's not going to be that way this time around. That's all.
There's no question. Republican voters are ticked off, and they're coming out in full force. And then some, because now you've got Trump reinvigorating those old Reagan Democrats and those Democrats that feel like their party has abandoned them as well. So, they've been asking for the tent to be broadened out. The tent pegs are spreading. We'll see what you can put up with here. We'll, stay tuned because it will stay exciting. Coach Kevin Collins on Bill Martinez Live. Coach, have yourself a great weekend. You too as well. We'll see you next week.
Okay.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.